This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
The Bible has a long list of men and women who all had one thing in common. Their situations were different. Their circumstances varied. Some were in pain. Some were rejoicing. Their locations were different. Their reasons were different. But they all did the same thing. They prayed. They prayed. Prayer is power. And so to the one who is struggling, I'm telling you to pray. To the believer who is stuck in some type of cycle, a cycle you can't seem to break. It can be a cycle of addiction, a cycle of getting rejected, a cycle of making the same mistakes over and over again. To you, I say pray. Prayer is force. It's our lifeline. It's a powerful tool and resource that allows us to knock on heaven's door and reach the ears of God. Jesus, while on this earth, prayed. He prayed in the morning. He prayed often. He would separate himself from those around him just to pray. The Bible says that Ezra prayed. He prayed making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God. Jonah prayed. He prayed while deep underwater, in the belly of a fish that swallowed him. Daniel prayed, and he kept praying until he got an answer. His prayer was so consistent that the archangel had to be dispatched to make sure that no demon or principality on this earth could block the answer to Daniel's prayers. Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet because he prayed so much. Jabez prayed. Hezekiah prayed while on his deathbed. Elijah prayed until fire fell from heaven. Hannah prayed in her despair. David prayed and rejoiced. Paul and Silas prayed in their darkest hour. So hear me now. You have got to pray. You need to pray. It's for your own good, for your own benefit. Let this message light a fire inside of you, a fire for prayer. There is no reason at all that every believer who is under the sound of my voice should have an excuse for not praying. A prayerless Christian is powerless. A prayerless Christian is disconnected from their only source of power, which is God. How often are you praying? How much time are you spending in prayer? What's your excuse for not praying? Don't let the devil win because you can't be bothered to pray. Don't leave the door open to the kingdom of darkness. Don't let him just walk in because you're not praying. So I pray for the Lord to release an unquenchable desire within your heart
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Pray. I pray that you will become a prayer warrior in the kingdom of God, a prayer warrior for your home. May God grant you the strength to get on your knees before you start your day. May you find yourself in prayer while on your way to work. May you find yourself in prayer without realizing it. May the Lord revive your prayer life. May He give you a newfound passion. A passion that is prayer.
In today's world, one of the main things we should be praying for is discernment. And this is heavy on my heart because I am increasingly finding that the lines are being blurred more and more. There are too many things being presented as good when they are in fact evil. There are too many people who have a godly appearance, but their intentions couldn't be further from God. Here's an exercise to do. Take a moment, be honest, and think about everything that stands against God's word. Look at how the things of the devil are being normalized today by society, by entertainment, by music. Witchcraft is being normalized in today's society, as though the Bible doesn't say, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." Look at how fornication and adultery is being normalized, as though the Bible doesn't say, "God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." Just really take a step back. Look at what is being normalized today. Is God's idea of marriage reflected in entertainment today? Is God's idea of living faithfully, loving your neighbor, keeping your heart with all diligence, is that being reflected in the world today? Saints, pray for discernment. Pray for discernment because these lines are not just being blurred outside of church, but in the church too. How many people are wearing the label of Christianity, but they aren't living a life dedicated to Jesus Christ? How many preachers are standing behind a microphone and saying everything but the name of Jesus Christ? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." That's why we need discernment. Things are changing in this world, and we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to see clearly. There are two spirits in operation in this world: the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 says, "We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So we absolutely need to pray for discernment. And perhaps if I put it this way, my message will really seep into your heart. The devil has been deceiving people for thousands of years, meaning that he has experience. He has the know-how. He has been working to deceive the children of God since Adam and Eve. I say this not to praise him in any way, but instead, I'm saying this so that you might be realistic and recognize that if you try and stand on your own, you will fall. If you try and fight the devil's deception on your own, you will fail. We need Jesus. We need to be filled with his word. And we most definitely need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that we can have this discernment that I'm talking about. Saints, we need spiritual discernment. As a people who are called to be separate from the evil of this world, we need to always have Jesus Christ at the center of our hearts. We need him at the center of our minds and forever on our lips. Walk with discernment, saints.